And Barclay, the latest on this.
Yes, well, the police are very quick to reopen the Todd Barclay inquiry. And to that end, of course, I was called by the police several times today because they're investigating the story that I ran last week, that the secret recording, as I understood, it wasn't a dictaphone. It was CCTV cameras that were laid into this Gore office. Now, that's the information I put out there. And it's the information, certainly, a very reliable source told me. And the police clearly want to talk about that. But as you know, Larry, being a journalist, you never reveal your sources. So I've got to say, they didn't get a lot from me, other than to confirm the fact that the story was run.
Right, and the latest on this seems to be that the discussion, or one of the discussions on the tape, was around sex and drugs. So this brings, look, I think it seems to me we had this discussion yesterday. Yes. About who's got the tape and who's seen it, who's listened to it, whatever. It seems to me that parliamentary services have the tape. That's the way it's looking. Would you go along
well,
with that?
Well, yes, they are the employer of, well, they were, of Glenys Dixon, the electorate agent. So one would think that they probably would have the tapes, but where they came from, then you have to ask the question, did they come from Todd Barclay to parliamentary services to try and prove to them that he was being maligned in some way?
Looks that way, though, doesn't
well,
it?
If he, if that's what
way.
He did, well, yeah. I'll tell you what, if parliamentary services have them, then the police should be able to get a hold of them.
Well, then there are constitutional issues, are there?
Well, the problem with parliamentary services, they're a law unto themselves. For example, we can't go under the Official Information Act to get information out of them because they're the one government department that won't turn information over.